I was reading just before I came here, and I brought it as a matter of fact, Wayne Dyer's Power of Intention. He was talking about Japa, you know, saying the name of God's name. And he said that if you have particular intentions, that you set out those intentions while you're chanting or
before. Yeah, and then you end, then you end the chant, but you energize your intention and the karma that comes along with it. Totally. But you stop meditating the minute you do that.
Right, so that's a contradiction then.
It's not a meditation, it's a use of power. And it will only go as long as your, it'll only work as long as your intention is worthy, noble, and helpful to others. If there's the slightest bit of impurity in your intention,
ego,
whatever, you'll get the results you deserve, empowered by the fact that you used your chant to get it, which is the difficulty with things like the secret, that they're going in a different way than into the silence. By using your mind to extend out and visualize, it's the opposite of using it to go in and not think. It's an essential difference, and it's the simplest thing. But because it's the simplest thing, we've conditioned ourselves to make it almost the hardest thing to do. Any kid can do it, you know, but can just sit and not think. But we've conditioned ourselves to not. It's too important. I got to do this. I got to do that. So this is the fight. And it's the fight of the Kali Age, the age of arguments and quarrels. And chanting is said to be the only way or the best way to undo the mind and get to enlightenment in the Kali Age. In fact, it's heralded as the easiest of all the ages. It's the easiest age to get enlightenment in, because you can get it just by chanting. Not by any other rituals or long extended content. You can get it just by chanting, and anyone, regardless of education or exposure, can get it.